Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. I am very pleased to say we are joined for the first time by a woman I've only just met by phone in the past day or so. Her name is Heather Sorocki. She is a state representative in the House legislature in the state of Maine. She represents the people of the 28th District, a part of Maine called Scarborough, and she serves on the Appropriations and Financial Affairs Committee, and she is at the moment very much the woman in the center of the arena. She is working hard to secure the passage of legislation to have Maine join 24 other states that prohibit female genital mutilation in their territory. She is facing a bit of a fight at the moment, and I'm very pleased to have her with us to talk a little bit about how she got into this fight, why it's so important, and what the prospects are for Maine once again leading the nation. Representative Sorocki, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us about the work at hand. I know you're a busy woman at the moment. I appreciate you taking the time.
Frank, thank you so much for having me on your program. I started on this trying to work on this legislation because a constituent contacted me and asked me to submit this legislation. And I said if I was to receive the honor of being reelected, I would do so. And at first, I thought this can't possibly be happening in Maine, and that it was more of a perfunctory kind of thing just to join 24 other states and have the prohibition in place. And then I discovered I was wrong. And I discovered quite a few things. One, I didn't realize that you really need to have state laws for state prosecutors and federal laws for federal prosecutors. So while the mutilation of female genitals is illegal at the federal level, it is up to each state to codify that into their own state law so that their state prosecutors could prosecute this as a crime. The federal prosecutors take on very few cases, and state prosecutors take on thousands of cases. So it is more likely, if this crime was to occur, that it would need to have a state law in order to prosecute the crime. And my bill does two things. One, it differentiates between the person doing the cutting and the person that may have coordinated with the cutter, usually a parent. And my bill is limited to under 18-year-olds.
Is there reason to believe, Representative Sorocki, that this is in fact happening in the state of Maine, or at least that children in residents there are being subjected to this barbaric mutilation?
Well, when people think of Maine, they may not think that we have a large population of immigrants that might be bringing this cultural tradition with them from their homeland. But in fact, Maine was identified as one of the 8 high-risk areas in the country. And as such, we have received a federal grant that was awarded last summer. There's a group out of Portland, Maine, which is in southern Maine, that was awarded the grant. They are focusing on both Portland and Lewiston, which are two areas in the state that have a large immigrant population. And the function of the grant was to outreach into the communities, educate, train providers in a culturally sensitive way, specifically focusing on female genital mutilation. Now, that's a term I did not make up. The World Health Organization, UNICEF, Equality Now, many different
Centers
organizations
for disease control.
Refer to Centers for Disease Control. Some call it female genital cutting. Some call it female genital mutilation. Some call it, in the Muslim community, they have a word for it, and they call it circumcision. It is not circumcision. This is the removal of part or all of female genitalia.
It's more like castration, it seems to me, if you're going to make the comparison to the male physiology.
Pretty barbaric. And there are, I have anecdotal stories that I could share with you that happened here in Maine. Unfortunately, this is not being reported. This is very much underground. It is illegal at the federal level. So it's unusual that someone would come out and say, hey, I just performed female genital mutilation, or I just treated it. So they're not, providers seem to being extra culturally sensitive and not reporting this crime to the CDC. As mandated reporters, nurses, doctors, medical providers need to report this is child abuse.
Because it is so horrific, because it is patently inhumane, particularly to children, who is actually supporting this practice in the state legislature of Maine as we speak? This is coming to a vote, I understand, perhaps this very day. What kind of opposition could you possibly be getting?
Well, there are a number of ways that people push back on this. The ACLU has come out in other states and in the state of Maine saying that we do not need to expand our criminal code to specifically specify female genital mutilation, that you can already prosecute this under existing state law. And in fact, we have a different but somewhat similar case that says that is not so, that we do need specific state law in order to make it clear to the prosecutors. And the Maine Prosecutors Association came out strongly in favor of this bill, saying they need this law. They feel they need this law in order to prosecute this crime. But some people still feel that current Maine law is sufficient enough and that we don't need to expand it. I would counter that by saying that the Maine legislature recently voted on to expand and clarify our distracted driving law. We have a distracted driving law here in the state of Maine, and we have a specific law that says you may not text. Well, that is driving distracted, and now we have clarified that specifically. So we do expand upon and clarify our laws all the time.
You've gone back and forth. The Senate has approved this legislation, as I understand it, unanimously. The House very narrowly defeated an earlier version of it. I guess I'd ask you to make book for us. Where do things stand now? And if there are people listening to this program who are able to, before the deed is done, how can they help you try to protect these children in the state of Maine?
Unfortunately, the pushback now has become a party line. For the most part, I have, I think, one Democrat that's willing to come along with us, which is funny because in many other states, this is actually a bill that's promoted by Democrats.
Well, at the very least, it's fully bipartisan.
Exactly. It is just kind of funny that it's divided on party lines here. Some of the Democrats feel that so if you're going to target anyone, you target the House Democrats in the state of Maine. They feel that me, the sponsor of the bill, has presented the bill out of hate. And I would say to them, they're absolutely right. I hate child abuse. And that's what this is. This is not an anti-Muslim bill, because there are some Christian communities that engage in this also. So this there is evidence that it's happening and spreading into other segments of our population. We need to send a clear message now. No, we do not do this here in America.
We certainly don't want it done in Maine at the moment, that's for sure, or, as you say, anyplace else. And my hope is that with your leadership, Representative Heather Sirocki, you will see the state of the Maine once again leading the nation and ensuring that the remaining 25 other states join you in prohibiting this horrible, horrible crime, female genital mutilation. We have to leave it at that for the moment. We look forward to talking with you after the dust has settled on all this. Good luck, and I do hope that all of our listeners will weigh in to support you and ensure that those of your colleagues in the House on both sides of the aisle do the same. Thank you so much for joining us. Come back to us again next week, if you would. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.